Good morning. My name is Jeremy Harrell. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I'm so excited to start this venture. Since this is the first audio that I've recorded on this station, I want to kind of introduce myself. I am a combat veteran of Iraq. I served in the military for 9 years. I do a lot of work with veteran nonprofits. I'm on the board for a couple. I love the veteran community. I love the culture. This podcast will be what I call a hybrid podcast. We will talk about, you know, any and everything. There will be a lot of military discussions, veteran-centered discussions, but we will talk about other things as well. I will say that it could get a little explicit at times. I don't have a very good filter, and so I would go ahead and preface by saying you may not want your kids to tune in or to subscribe to this. Just an FYI. But anyway, I'm so glad to have started this. I'm so glad to get going on it, and look forward to you guys listening. Have a good day. So now we have introductions out of the way, we'll go ahead and start with this first episode. So the first thing I want to talk about is this guy, this teacher out in California, Greg Saucedo. I hate to even say his name. It makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit, to be honest. I hate to even call him a man. Regardless, he's been teaching his students that the military sucks and that they're the lowest of the lows and that that was their only option and they're uneducated, they're murderers, all these things, right? First of all, it's distasteful as an educator, as a teacher, to teach an opinion. I mean, what I believe is you're there to teach facts, not opinions. It's not about what you think. You need to be teaching what these kids need to know. You need to be teaching factual information. In my opinion, that's what an educator does. But he couldn't be more wrong about the military. In fact, I'm a combat veteran, served in Iraq. And also, I mean, I was in the military for 9 years in the Army. I loved it. There's some very, very highly intelligent people in the military. There's high degrees. People who are good with their hands. There's different talent. So it's the military is a plethora of talent in all realms of life. That's what's so great about it, is that everybody brings something different to the table. But anyway, I just thought it was highly disrespectful. You know, I've seen guys that served with me who went on to write books, to be authors, to own businesses. I mean, the sky's the limit. And the other thing that gets me is the fact that this guy actually thinks that serving in the military is a last resort, a desperation career, if you will. And that's farthest from the truth. And I think it's the most honorable thing that you could ever do is to be willing to die for something bigger than you. And I think that's what it's about. You know, you sign a check to the United States for up to and including your life, if need be, to protect these freedoms and the freedoms in which this guy has to talk about how he feels about the military. And that wasn't the issue for me. The issue isn't that he doesn't like the military or he doesn't support the military. In a perfect world, absolutely, I would want him to do that. You know, I mean, I've been there. I know that it helps to have the support to do such a difficult job. However, that's his right. That's what we fight for. That's what I serve for him to be able to say what he wants. However, there are a time and a place for that, in my opinion. And teaching your class in high school is not the time or place. And that's where the issue resonates with me, is that, you know, you need to use a different platform. Like, don't spew off hate and false facts to these kids, especially at that age. Like, they're at that age where we're trying to get them prepared for adulthood, right? And it's very critical. I feel like high school is very critical in the process of becoming an adult and beginning your life. And so the last thing these kids need is somebody teaching hate and teaching lies, to be very clear, you know, so that didn't sit well with me at all. So it's not his opinion that bothers me. because that's what I serve for everybody to have a right to say and feel however they want. But it's the platform in which he used to express his personal, okay, not factual, but personal feelings towards the military. And that's what's angering the military community, and everybody's in an uproar. And I think the guy's even off Facebook now. They blew his Facebook up. They've called his bosses, the principal, the board of education, all these things. And I think, you know, he's kind of got himself into a rabbit hole that he can't hardly get out of. And so that leads me to my next point. Yes, you have the freedom of expression and speech. Absolutely. By all means. However, that doesn't mean that there won't be any backlash or consequences for what you say. I mean, it's just the truth of it. Yes, you can say anything legally. So, but you're also going to have consequences for that. All right, so I'm done talking about that Greg Saucedo guy. He is what he is. He's embarrassing himself. He's acting uneducated, regardless of what his little degrees say, and he's teaching hate, and that's that, and it'll work itself out. I believe that. But anyway, I want to move on to talk about a little bit about protesting, regardless of who or what, right? This is my thing. If you're going to protest, you have the right to do so. Absolutely, you know, it's encouraged. But know why and what you're protesting about, for the love of God. I mean, you got people out there protesting that don't have a good reason why they're there. Don't even know the facts about the issue in which they're out there protesting about. Like, it's almost like they're just grabbing signs and being like, hey, y'all want to go down to 17th Street because they're protesting such and such, and let's just do that because, shit, we ain't got nothing else to do. That's almost what it sounds like. It's freaking ridiculous. Like, if you want to propose change, then communicate that. Have some good feedback. Have some good thoughts and some solutions. Like, everybody has the problems, but nobody wants to come up with solutions to them. It doesn't work that way. It's like, damn, I got a flat tire. I'm tired of having a flat tire. Why do I have a flat tire? It's not fair that I have a flat tire. Okay. What are you going to do about it? You know, change the damn tire and drive on. You know, I mean, that's just a simple analogy. Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to express what I'm getting out of this protest stuff. You know, I mean, yeah, there are some people that I know personally that are near and dear to my life, that are my family members that are resistant to some things, and that, but they know what their cause is, and they're proposing changes, and they're calling the people who can make the changes. They're working hard to get the message out to others. They're congregating, they're meeting, they're discussing, they're debating, all these things that bring light or bring some sort of change to whatever it is, whatever the issue is. And that's the stuff I like to see, even if I don't agree with it, even if I don't agree with what the proposed change is or what the protest is about. It is relieving to see that people are doing it in an intelligent, you know, correct manner. And so if you want to protest, by all means do so, but don't be one of those that they catch you out there on the news and they interview you and you don't know what you're protesting about. I mean, that embarrasses not only yourself, that embarrasses the United States, that embarrasses our whole process. You know, I mean, come on. Read, research, put down iTunes, put down Facebook and Instagram. Don't be going and reading three memes on the I Love Liberal page and then going on and talking about how you're going to protest because you read these three memes and they're absolutely factual, because everything on Facebook is factual. Come on now. You got to do better than that. Hardly anything on Facebook is factual. We all know this. It's usually generally just emotional based or opinion based. Very few times have I read anything that was actually factual. You know, like, don't protest by sharing a bunch of memes. Doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't help the cause. If you want to protest, read about it, get your notes together, go meet up with like-minded people, talk about it, figure out where you want to meet, go do that, protest, speak your piece, try to propose change. If it works, it works. If it don't, you tried and you can bow gracefully. But don't be taking 4 or 5 memes off Facebook and thinking all of a sudden you're this super protester and you're tired of it. And we're going to fix it because on Facebook they told me that they were doing this. And so then I know it to be true. And so I'm going to go fight. Like, come on. You got to use a little bit of common sense. Just do it the right way. All right, guys, I'm out. Y'all have a good day.